producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Special edition of Outside the Box this day, Ty Bollinger. I want to let you introduce our guest. I've been wanting him back on for a while. It's been too long.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled to have Pastor Chuck Baldwin on with us. Pastor, thanks for joining us.
Ty, it's great to be with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, some of our most fond memories in the last several years are when we lived in the Flathead Valley of Montana and we attended Pastor Baldwin's church, Liberty Fellowship, up there. We got to be really good friends with them up there and their entire family and the whole congregation of Christians up there at Liberty Fellowship. And man, what a great area of the country and what a great thing you're doing up there, Pastor Baldwin. We really miss you, and I'm so thankful to be able to talk to you again.
Well, thank you, Ty. Yes, it's a really joy to be on your program and to talk to you, and trust all is well with you and your family.
Yeah, it is. It is. We're excited. We live in exciting days, and one of the reasons that we wanted to get you on the show is to talk about some of these current events that have been transpiring over the last couple of months. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to get your take, because one of the things I love is that what Pastor Baldwin thinks, he says. There's no political correctness, and I love that about you.
Thank you very much, Ty.
Absolutely. Pastor Baldwin's one of the coolest pastors I've ever come across, and he was also a presidential candidate for the Constitution Party some years ago, and a good friend and supporter to Ron Paul, a friend of ours here as well. And we love liberty, we love health freedom, we love religious liberty, and you know, the good things about America is what we highlight and spotlight, and you do that as well. And you're perspective on the Paris situation from a couple of weeks back is one that we spotlighted on the air, Pastor Baldwin. I thought maybe you can put that into words, verbiage, what you wrote about that.
Well, it's just amazing to me how the mainstream media completely covers up the true facts as to what's happening, not only internationally, but in our own country. I mean, I would make the argument that the mainstream media, for the most part, is nothing but a propaganda arm of the federal government. I think that the Goebbels propaganda ministry of Nazi Germany could take lessons from the mainstream media in America today. In fact, some of the foreign press is far more honest regarding the reporting of facts than the American media. So, you know, you get the idea that, you know, what we're dealing with here is, you know, a worldwide epidemic of Muslim terrorism, that, you know, they're the big enemy of freedom and the main enemy of America, and, you know, the entire country is being whipped into an anti-Muslim frenzy right now. And what happened in Paris, you know, what was so predictable, you know, first of all, you know, the entire country and most of Europe as well is a gun-free zone. I mean, we have gun-free zones localized in the United States. Certain cities or communities or buildings or offices or whatever. But you go to Europe, and France in particular, and the entire country is a gun-free zone. And every time one of these mass killings takes place, it's always, always in a gun-free zone. Nobody seems to make that connection that, you know, the reason that you invite panic and fear and all that which comes from an attack is in a gun-free zone environment, in which it makes it very easy for people that want to instill fear and panic in people to do so.
Yeah, I talked to Ty last week, Pastor Baldwin, about this, and they said if this happened in Texas, what happened in Paris, they might have gotten off a couple of shots, and they would have been filled with lead and whatever the jacketed bullets there were. And I think...
I can promise you that would be the same thing in Montana.
Yeah.
I think in Montana they might only get off one shot, not two.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Montana is probably the most gun-friendly state in the country.
I don't know if you saw this, but I think it was just yesterday or maybe the day before that the Texas governor signed into law that Texas is now open carry.
I did see that, I was rooting for Texas. And
that's awesome.
Thank God for the governor. Yeah, we've had that in Montana for a long time.
For a long time,
yeah. I was surprised that Texas didn't have it, frankly. Whenever I first read that news report, I thought, oh, wow, I thought Texas already had that, so... Anyway, yeah, that was a good move on the governor's part.
Well, the right to self-defense, I mean, it's a right by virtue of our birth, that which created us with a right to self-defense. Yet there are so many people, some on the right even, believe it or not, that want to restrict access to the ability to defend ourselves, because that's what this is about.
Yeah, well, that's why my son Tim, who's a constitutional attorney, that's why he and I wrote a book called To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. And it's
great book, by the way. Great book.
It's more of a theological book than it is a political book. I mean, everybody talks about the Second Amendment, and we're very familiar with that, and thank God for it. But as you just pointed out, our duty to defend ourselves and the right to bear arms in which to do that is not political in nature. The Second Amendment does not provide us the right to keep and bear arms. It merely recognizes and protects the right that God gave us of self-defense. And we go into the scriptures, Old and New Testaments, and we prove categorically with copious scriptures showing that the Bible teaches that self-defense is a God-given duty that He has given us to protect the life that we have from Him. So, you know, you're right. It's not a political issue. It's not a Second Amendment issue. It's a Bible issue. It's a scriptural issue. It's a biblical issue. And that's what is so disturbing with so many pastors and Christians who don't seem to ever make the connection to our spiritual obligation. If they mention it at all, which most of them don't even mention it, they'll refer to the Second Amendment. But they fail to realize the natural law principle and the biblical laws that relate to the right to defend ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, one of the things, too, the pastor, that I appreciated about several sermons that we heard you preach when we lived there was the fact that many Christians today don't understand that if it were not for pastors and clergymen and congregations that were armed on Lexington Green and other places before the Revolutionary War, that we would not have the freedom that we have today if it weren't for these Christians that actually knew how to use weapons, right?
Well, not only that, but they encouraged their congregants from the pulpits Sunday by Sunday in the scriptural principles regarding the reasons why self-defense was so important and why it was necessary to be a prepared and armed citizenry. I mean, most Christians don't even realize that the shot fired heard around the world, April 19, 1775, Lexington Green, Battle of Lexington and Concord, which started our war for independence, took place on the front lawn of the Lexington Church, pastored by Jonas Clark. And Jonas Clark, of course, is the man that had preached these messages. In fact, on the anniversary of the Battle of Lexington and Concord earlier this year in April, it happened to fall on the 19th, the actual day. So I actually read Jonas Clark's message word for word to my congregation and to the internet audience that he delivered on the first anniversary of that battle. I mean, they were his men for the most part. The men that stood on Lexington Green were the congregants of the Church of Lexington there, pastored by Jonas Clark. They were the ones that confronted the British when they marched on Concord. And the reason they came was to do basically two things. They were there to arrest Sam Adams and John Hancock, who the British knew were in the area. And indeed they were. They were hiding in Pastor Clark's home. And there was a small band of his men in the congregation that were assigned to protect them and provide security for them, which they did. In fact, when they got the word that the British were marching, those men took Adams and Hancock out of the area, out of harm's way, just right before the troops arrived. I mean, literally, Hancock and Adams owe their lives to the men of the Church of Lexington. The other men went out into the front yard of the church, literally under the steeple, if you want to say it that way, as at about 4:30 in the morning when the British troops arrived, it was almost dark. You could barely see. The British troops came. They saw the images of about 75 colonists standing on the green with their muskets draped across their arms. They were not pointing at the British. They were draped across their arms, standing still. As soon as the British saw them, they opened fire immediately. 8 men fell dead instantly. Pastor Clark names those men in his sermon, and they were members of his church, except maybe for one man who was from a nearby neighborhood. The others, of course, scurried to cover. The British troops easily marched through them onto the bridge of Concord, where by that time many other colonists had amassed, and the famous battle took place. The British were routed. They went back to Boston in defeat, and our war for independence was on. People don't realize, A, it was attempted gun confiscation that started that, because that's where the arms were stored in Concord, and they were there to arrest Adams and Hancock, and they were there to confiscate the guns. The colonists weren't going to let that happen. So it was attempted gun confiscation that started our war for independence. And secondly, it was a pastor and his churchmen there in Lexington that were the ones that actually fired the initial volley and received the initial volley of fire from the British that started our war for independence. That's completely lost to most Christians today.
Yeah, that kind of history needs to be brought back out, and you're doing a bang-up job, no pun intended, bringing it back out. You know, and you write frequently for News with Views. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, it's interesting, and Ty and I have talked about this over time, the pastors, the churches out there, how not only are they not teaching about the right to self-defense that comes from a far higher place than government, but they're endorsing the government, taking over the parental responsibility. In fact, turning these children over for vaccination, which is another kind of shot that violates a lot our religious liberty in many ways.
Oh, goodness. I can't think of an issue that's more egregious to constitutional government than the government-mandated vaccinations. And, you know, that's where, that's why I should say that I just cannot support Dr. Ben Carson for president.
Oh, speaking of that, stand by. We've got to take a break. Pastor Chuck Baldwin is with us. Special edition of Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More from Pastor Baldwin, and we'll hear about his perspective on the presidential candidates coming up after the break.
This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ty Bollinger is here. We go outside the box each and every hump day, as we say in the middle of the week. And Pastor Baldwin is with us. Ty, this is so awesome. I'm already like, I'm taking notes. I got my history going here. This is great.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I said over the break was that, wow, that makes me miss living up there even more, because every week we'd not only get good Bible teaching, but we'd get history lessons from the Pastor Baldwin about what really happened, things that you don't learn in other congregations. So I highly encourage you, if you're listening up in that area of Montana, get to Liberty Fellowship.
Also, Chuck, you also have a radio show on GCN, do you not?
Well, no, I do not do the radio show anymore, but we do have all of our messages online. And
okay.
You can either watch us live stream on Sunday afternoon, or they can go to the website and they can watch all of our archived messages at their convenience. They're all stored online.
All right, fantastic. Well, we were segueing from one kind of shot to another, and you said going into the break why you couldn't endorse someone like Ben Carson, who's got some level of traction recently. He's kind of fading a bit, if you will, in the Republican field for presidential candidate. And one of those things is he served, I think, on the board of Amgen or one of these vaccine groups, and doesn't seem to understand the concept of self-rule and parental rights and responsibilities to say to the government or medicine to say, you can't shoot up my kids with that stuff.
Yeah, he's the only candidate in the field, including Democrats, that is adamant in supporting government-mandated vaccinations. And, you know, it's one thing for a candidate to say to the American people, well, you know, we encourage you to vaccinate your children or such things as that. I mean, that's pretty common. But Dr. Carson is adamant. I mean, he's been questioned on this several times in his discussions online, I mean, on the media, and he's very, very adamant when he says, no, that if he were president, he would he would want to make sure that vaccinations are government mandated by law. And for all the reasons you just said, Robert, I can't imagine anyone being more egregiously unconstitutional in his approach to government than to take a position such as that, which shows me that as brilliant a man as he no doubt is, intelligent, educated, smart, you know, I think he's probably got a good heart and he wants to help people, etc. He must be constitutionally illiterate to make a claim such as that, to not recognize how that violates everything upon which our Constitution, our Declaration, our Bill of Rights is based on. And he doesn't understand that issue, apparently. And for that reason alone, and there's other reasons, but for that reason alone, I just could not support Ben Carson for president.
All right. Well, constitutional protected liberties, when we talk about the Constitution, doesn't grant us, the Bill of Rights doesn't grant us rights. It's supposed to defend those, help us to, you know, acknowledge what these are, and they weren't exhaustive in the list. We know that. That these rights come from a far higher place. That message cannot be said enough.
Absolutely right. Yeah, our rights do not come from government. You know, the Bill of Rights was there simply to protect and recognize the rights that all men had under natural law. And that's another part of my beef with pastors today is they're totally ignorant of natural law. They don't understand it. And if you hear anybody talk about it from the pulpit, it's usually in a negative context. It's been probably 100 years or more since our pastors have been educated in natural law. You know, God gave us natural law. It's his creation. We are his creatures. He created us with natural law in our hearts. The Bible speaks of it over and over again, as well as he gave us revealed law. It's my position, and when I go out and talk to churches around the country with my Liberty Church Project, where we try to get churches to withdraw from the 501c3 tax-exempt status or help new churches get started without it. You know, I go into this. This is one of the addresses that I will make in my presentation, is on the natural law principle. Because if one does not understand the principle of natural law given us by our Creator, I'm of the opinion that they really can't understand truly revealed law, meaning the Scriptures. Because the natural law in our heart is the thing that bears witness. The Holy Spirit uses the natural law in our heart to bear witness with the revealed law, the Scripture that he's given to us, so that he might bring us into a walk with Christ and a walk with God and an understanding of truth, etc. So Christians in general and pastors in particular, they do not understand natural law themselves. They don't teach it to their people. We have an entire generation of American Christians that have no concept whatsoever what natural law is. So that means that the work of the Holy Spirit is limited in their hearts and minds because they're not able to relate the revealed will of God, that's Scripture, to the natural law of God written in our hearts. This is a major dereliction of responsibility, in my view.
Pastor Baldwin, we got to take a break here. I just am hanging on every word here. I'm loving it. Appreciate you being here with us. Ty Bollinger, of course, Outside the Box, and we're going to talk more about presidential candidates, the concepts of natural law, and where do we go from here after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Pastor Chuck Baldwin is with us, and I am just absolutely fascinated, and always have been since I learned of you. I watched you, of course, running for president during those years, your friendship with Ron Paul, and of course, when I learned that my buddy Ty Bollinger, you were going to the same church, I thought totally cool. So I'm so glad we could connect again to get you on.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be with you.
Yeah, now, the Liberty Church Project at libertychurchproject.com, we may get to that some more as well. Your discussions of natural law, the reveal law, all fascinating. I want to come back into discussions of the Constitution because you're knowledgeable there as well, having run for president as a member of the Constitution Party as well. The other candidates, we talk about constitutional or not. Donald Trump is like blowing the field away, but he's saying things that are extraordinary and seemingly almost starting a religious war in terms of we don't want to allow any Muslims into the nation. You are not taking that bait, and you're speaking specifically to that. You opened, in fact, our show today talking about that as a Christian pastor. You know, we don't need a religious war here.
Yeah, this is very disturbing. You know, the government always becomes tyrannical with the consent of the people when it uses the rubric of, you know, we're here to protect you. This is for national security. This is for our safety. That's always the guise under which government grows into greater and greater degrees of oppressive behavior. You know, and that's what seems to be happening now. And unfortunately, it's being promulgated in part by, I think, the Christian pulpits and Christian talk show hosts around the country, including, you know, many on the national level and internet bloggers and so forth. They're all promoting this holy war with Islam, you know, as if our problem is Islam. And our problem is not Islam. I mean, we have a cabal of internationalists that are manipulating the events on the world stage, especially in the Middle East. I mean, when you, and, you know, this will take more than 12 minutes to discuss, but
sure.
When you look at what's happening there and what the West has been doing surreptitiously, you look what our CIA has been doing in the Israeli Mossad, British MI6, and Turkey and Saudi Arabia to create ISIS. I mean, I'll say that again. We, that is the countries I just listed, those intelligence agencies, created ISIS. We created this Muslim terrorism network that is wreaking havoc in Syria and in other parts of the Middle East. In fact, I'm of the opinion that the attacks in Paris could not have taken place without inside help from sources that were much more sophisticated than the ISIS people of the Middle East. No doubt they are infiltrating the refugees. There's no question about that. But where's the refugee crisis coming from? It's coming from this manipulation of these radicalized Muslims, most of whom are from Saudi Arabia, our great ally. You know, the United States claims that Saudi Arabia is our best ally outside of Israel in the Middle East. Okay, Saudi Arabia is the number one sponsor of terrorism in the entire region. Saudi Arabia is the one that's providing most of the manpower for ISIS. They are the ones that are the radicalized Muslims that are being used by the surreptitious elements of the West to create havoc, to overthrow the regime of Assad in Syria, to eventually use that as a stepping stone to overthrow Iran. Again, this is using Sunni Muslims to fight Shia Muslims. The Sunnis and the Shias have been fighting each other for centuries. You know, this war that they've been having between themselves is nothing new. But what we're doing is we're manipulating that natural instinctive conflict between the Sunnis and the Shias for globalist purposes. And we've you know, gotten the West involved, we've gotten Europe involved, America's involved. And now then we're allowing this to spread over into the refugee crisis of Europe. It's now coming into the United States. You know, we've had this attack in California. It may or may not be a terror attack at all. I'm not sure about that. But regardless, it's being interpreted that way. So now everyone is saying war on Muslims, you know, is at hand. Donald Trump, that I really was intrigued with, and I liked a lot of things about Donald Trump initially.
Sure.
I like the fact that he's not an establishment insider, and that seems obvious. I don't think he is. I don't think he's controlled, per se. So I really like that. I liked a lot of things that he was saying. I liked what he's saying about the border. I mean, it's been ridiculous that we haven't had any more of a control over our border for all these years. You know, think about it. If the government is really serious about stopping terrorism, why have we had an open border since 2001? You know?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. But so it's a lot of things about Trump I really like. But then lately now, he's saying a lot of things that I'm really disturbed about. I mean, he's saying, you know, that this bill that's just now they're trying to get through Congress, which would say if you're on a no-fly list, on Washington, D.C.'s no-fly list, then you should not be able to buy a gun. You know, that's the latest gun control provision that Barack Obama talked about a few days ago. It's a bill in Congress. Peter King from New York is the one that...
But there's no due process on the no-fly list. You have no
absolutely
recourse. And so they can start picking off political enemies and say, well, he's on the no-fly list, and suddenly you can't buy a gun.
Absolutely. That's what they do. That's what I'm writing about in my column this week. I mean, Senator Ted Kennedy, the late Senator Ted Kennedy, I'm no fan of him, but the late Senator Ted Kennedy was on the no-fly list. He was denied boarding passes many, many times at airports. I mean, I can understand not giving Ted Kennedy a driver's license. But a plane ticket? Come on, get real. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of innocent people, including yours truly. And when I flew into San Antonio, Texas in 2008 for a campaign stop and then tried to fly out the next morning on the ground less than 12 hours, flying 100,000 miles around the continental United States, never a problem. I fly into San Antonio, Texas on Friday night at midnight. I have a Saturday morning campaign rally. I back to the airport. Independent candidates don't fly private jets.
Right.
Back to the airport at noon on Saturday where I'm, told that I'm on the list. And I have these two guys come out with Kevlar helmets and military garb and body armor and M16 rifles standing behind me. It's a long story. So I'm on the list. So there are many, many Americans that are totally innocent of any terror activity or any criminal activity whatsoever that are on the no-fly list. And now they're going to be denied a gun? Well, Donald Trump is the only Republican presidential candidate that has said that he would consider supporting that. I mean, not even Jeb Bush supports that. So for Trump to suggest that he would be open to supporting that legislation, and then he says that, he thinks we ought to close all the mosques. Really?
Yeah.
3,200 mosques in the United States, of which there's been no violence or terror attack associated with them for the most part. Since 1929, there are millions of Muslims living in this country, and they've done so peacefully for decade after decade. He's going to close mosques on presidential authority. Well, let me tell you, it's a small step from closing mosques on presidential authority to closing synagogues and closing churches.
That's right.
Closing any other private organization a president may find offensive and may want to close. I mean, this is shades of Nazism.
I think Chuck, he's got a paternalistic streak in him. I think it's coming from he genuinely wants to protect folks. I mean, I know people that work with him directly. They claim he's a very nice man. That a lot of the bluster is for TV. But at the same time, he's not constitutionally grounded on this. It's just a parent wanting to say, I want to protect my kids. And you do things that are maybe not constitutional, but in this case, he's not looking deep enough. But then again, not many candidates are in terms of the origin points and the cause of the problems we're dealing with, whether it be Middle East or Islamic radicalization in terms of terrorism.
Well, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And the road to tyranny has been paved with good intentions throughout centuries. I mean, you can go back to just about every despot in history, and you can go into their heart if you want to and say they were bad people. Of course they were, but what were the motivations? There's no question it could have started in their hearts saying, hey, these are my people, I love my country, I want to protect them. The problem is it's not the job of government to protect us. It's the job of government to protect our ability to protect ourselves.
Yes.
And whenever government starts becoming paternalistic, treating us like little children that need their protection, man, we're in trouble.
Exactly. Well said. So are there any candidates running that you can say maybe understand this issue a little deeper and are not willing to go off half-cocked just saying it's a war with Islam?
I don't think that Rand is his dad. I really think he's lacking in some of the convictions and
Rand Paul, you're saying, yes.
Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course, Ron, I'm a total fan and supporter of Ron and have been and will continue to be. But I do think looking at the field in general, Rand, in my opinion, is by far the best candidate that we could vote for. I think he understands the Constitution. He's got enough of his dad in him and enough of the reverence for the Constitution that I believe he is pretty much constitutional in his approach. I know that he's said some stupid things and he supported Mitch McConnell and he's done a lot of things that his dad would never do, but I think in his heart he still really is a constitutionalist. I do think that he understands the war thing, the neocon war agenda.
Yes.
That he would not advance more wars, incessant wars in the Middle East. I think he understands that issue better than any other candidate that I see. So, you know, if you push me out and say, you know, you have to pick one, I would pick Rand Paul.
Okay. No, I appreciate your candor on that. I think we share a view in that regard as well. And I want to speak with you for an additional 24 hours. We only have about a minute left. Ty, do we have anything more we want to, I mean, in that minute, what can we squeeze and get Pastor Baldwin to reveal?
Well, I don't think we have quite enough time, but I just want to thank you, Pastor, for being on. I mean, this reminds me of our time up there where we can just sit and listen to Pastor Baldwin talk, because he's so knowledgeable about such a wide variety of topics that, wow, I mean, people that have listened to this show probably just learned more history than they've learned in their entire life.
In many cases. You know what I'd like to do is get you back on, if you don't mind, sometime soon, and talk more about the Liberty Church Project to get these churches unplugged from the 501c3 nightmare.
Yeah, well, glad to do it. And if I could I give up my website?
People please,
can find
yes.
The book. And yeah, it's ChuckBaldwinLive.com. It's all one word, Chuck Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, live, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. And we got the book we talked about, To Keep or Not to Keep. We also have a book on Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, where we do an expose on that chapter that's been so misinterpreted to suggest that Christians are supposed to bow down to tyranny and government no matter what. The Bible doesn't teach that, so we have a book on that. And all of our archive editorials and sermons can be found there, so I appreciate that, guys.
Thanks. All right, well, that's Pastor Chuck Baldwin, TMB, hooking us up again, outside the box. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the truth about cancer, the gala, the wrap-up, together with TMB. Thank you, Pastor Baldwin.
Thank you, Pastor Baldwin.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, what a great joy to hang out with Pastor Baldwin. I don't know why you moved out of Montana. Actually, I know why you moved from Montana. It wasn't because of him, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't because of that. We really missed Pastor Baldwin and his family and just all the Patriots and Christians up there in Kalispell, the Flathead Valley.
Yep.
What I was telling you over the break was, wow. I mean, you can just sit and listen to him talk and just become so educated. He knows so much about so many things. And as you were mentioning, he doesn't get baited into these peripheral issues.
No, and he's got a deep respect and I believe a deep love for people who love God. And that is if they're of the Muslim faith, of the Jewish faith or whatever. And that's a great respect that we often lose when we get into our religious sectarian views. And I love living examples like that. And to me, Chuck Baldwin is a guy that really lives the teachings.
Pastor, he loves people. And yeah. You know, he loves his country. He is a patriot.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, but today patriots are people that just shut up and do what they're told. But really the definition of a patriot is someone that fights for the liberties that we have in this country and questions the government when the government's out of line. And I'll tell you what, government's out of line. Pastor Baldwin's a patriot, and I'm so glad he was able to be on the show today. Thank you so much. You know, one of the things that Pastor Baldwin mentioned about the Rand Paul and not succumbing to the neocon war agenda and so forth, one of our friends up in Kalispell, Montana, George Hudson, he's a good buddy of ours that goes to church up there. He just sent me an email while we were on the air today, and he says this. He says, hello there. This is a meme of Jacob Rothschild. He goes, hello there. My name is Jacob Rothschild. My family's worth $500 trillion. We own nearly every central bank in the world. We finance both sides of every war since Napoleon. We own your news. We own your media. We own your oil. We own your government. And you probably never heard of me. That is the reality of what's going on today. They give us all of these different groups to blame when in reality, the puppet masters are controlling it all.
The bankers, the money changers, as they say. Well, we're not owned here. That's why we are able to go outside the box the way we do each and every week. And Ty, we got a few minutes left. I tell you, what an extraordinary event. The Truth About Cancer Awards Gala. You absolutely outdid yourself. The whole family, Charlene, the kids. It was just a beautiful event that was uplifting for everybody involved.
It was awesome, man. It was so many people in one place for the gala that night. We had, you were there, Dr. Buttar, Mike Adams, Dr. Brzezinski, Dr. Tenpenny, and the list goes on and on and on. We had about 120 people. You received Lifetime Achievement Award. I was so proud of you for that. And another 10 people received Lifetime Achievement Awards, along with Mary Beth Gonzalez was there to accept the one on Nick's behalf.
Very,
so.
Very moving.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then Mike matched your donation. Mike Adams, a health ranger, to...
We were shocked.
Yeah.
So we gave $30,000 to Dr. Gonzalez Foundation, and then Mike got up afterwards and said, look, I didn't tell anybody this, but Natural News is going to match it. And so Mary Beth walked out of there with $60,000 to fund the Nicholas J. Gonzalez MD Foundation.
Oh, as worthy a cause as there ever is in getting information out that needs to get out. And like I said, I was just blown away by the whole event. Oh, I wanted to give a shout-out to your buddy, our buddy now, too, Dr. Irvin Sani. Because he's, you know, one of the doctors that became so awake and alive after connecting with you and what you've done and how you've impacted. It's a real living example of how even someone on the inside of modern medicine can be awakened by this message.
Yeah, it was great to have Irv there. Irv and his wife Tammy flew in from San Antonio area. And boy, it wouldn't have been the same without Irv. I've known Irv since we were roommates in college.
Yeah, and like I said, that to me is a great living example of, you know, what can happen if we're not afraid to communicate, if we do speak out. And we do so with, you know, a good heart, not with anger, even though we would have righteous anger in terms of those who would, you know, exert these oncological destructive techniques that have harmed, you know, so many and killed our loved ones as well. At the same time, we can choose a path that is not one of anger, but one of construction, one of rebuild, one of regeneration, and that's what you've done, my friend.
Well, that's what we're doing, and we're in the process of it. You're, as I mentioned, Robert, I just can't thank you enough for what you've done for me and for the truth about cancer and just for everyone in the natural health world. I mean, you are the facilitator. You were instrumental in getting everybody together this last week, and so I can't thank you enough, and I'm so proud of you for that award. I want to see what it looks like in your house.
It's big, 20 pounds. I can barely lift it. It was like, I need to work out like you. Just call me a tater, all right? A facilitator. I love it. Well, listen, we've got a lot more work to do together, my friend. It really is only the beginning. As much as we've reached out and you've reached out to so many, it's a great joy to do this with you and your family and all of those plugged into the truth about cancer. We love you and we appreciate you. And like I said, thank you so much, Ty and family, for putting on what you put on. We've got, again, many more exciting things to do, though.
We do. We've got a lot more to do. And so I have to end this Robert Scott Bell Show with one word or one phrase. Yep. See you later, Tater.
And the power to heal,
the power to heal is
yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. you'll never be cold again.